La 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 la.
Good morning, world group of Bnei Baruch. We gathered all here together to draw the upper light and create a great kli where we reveal the greatness and importance of the Creator. Today's preparation, prepared by the great tens of Baltia 2 and Germany 3. We have a great privilege to do this together, not leave it to tomorrow, not look at yesterday. Recently, I'm tortured by the question, how to appreciate those moments where the Creator awakens us and gives us an opportunity? And I realize the most important thing we have is to labor again every time anew. Even though the Creator gives an opportunity to fall asleep, maybe disregard something, our meetings, but if we put in the effort, we don't look at the result, then we advance to our common goal, which is revealing the importance of the Creator.
Thank you. Every day is important, every moment is important. When we get together, the first time we got together a few days ago and began the preparation for this preparation, it was amazing what great desire the friends have, what acceptance, and it's similar in all our tents. And that was the question. So we started looking where the answer is, and the answer is very simple. We should never forget about the Creator, because the Creator is everything that was given to us, everything that is necessary, because everything comes from Him. Love tells us this every day. We are continuing to advance toward the Creator. We are continuing to increase His importance. And we have to understand that without Him, we won't be able to do anything. This is our necessity, to find Him, to reveal Him. We need to feel that He's always with us and He'll never leave us. So we are continuing on our path. And now we will ask the reader to read an excerpt from this.
Baal HaSulam writes, the student pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in His guidance and reward and punishment. As our sages said, your employer is liable to pay you the reward for your work. One should aim one's labor to be for the mitzvot of the Torah, and in this way he will be rewarded with enjoying the light in it, and his faith will strengthen and grow to get through the power in this light. As it is written, it shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Again, Baal HaSulam writes in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 17. The student pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator, and in his guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, your employer is liable to pay you the reward for your work. One should aim one's labor to be for the mitzvot of the Torah. And in this way, he will be rewarded with enjoying the light in it, and his faith will strengthen and grow through the power in this light. As it is written, it shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones.
Вопрос на активный семинар.
A question for an active workshop.
Вере в Творца, чтобы удостоиться света исправления.
How can we strengthen ourselves in faith in the Creator before the study to be rewarded with the reforming light? Again, how can we strengthen ourselves in faith in the Creator before the study to be rewarded with the reforming light?
כן, ההתחזקות הזאת אנחנו לא מתחילים אותה עכשיו.
Yeah, this strengthening, we were not starting it right now. Yesterday we read the study material, the article, what is the gift the Creator gives to the person. We dove in, we let the light wash over us so that today we'll have a stronger demand that the light will change us.
From where do we, where do we come from and where are we going? What is our goal? Yesterday I saw all kinds of preparation excerpts. I was working on the campus. So it says we have to demand vessels and demand the greatness of the Creator. We have to demand many things, but at this point everything concentrates on us together now as a vessel. We'll feel each other and ask to be rewarded with a deficiency to bestow contentment upon the Creator so that these words have some meaning. Yesterday, a very powerful deficiency was born in the friends. I heard in friends that they want to touch this point already of giving contentment to the Creator. So the preparation is to ask for the vessels that the Creator wants us to ask.
Yes, how can we strengthen? It's exactly what we're doing now in the preparation, because there's everything in the lesson. I remember Rav said yesterday that you can achieve Gmar Tikkun right now from this lesson. Or as we hear that the whole Torah could be written in a quarter of a paper. It all depends on us, how we absorb the material, how we incorporate between us, how we come to that common point. We just have to aim for the light of Torah. Like he writes here, the student pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in his guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, your employer is liable to pay you the reward for your work. One should aim one's labor to be for the mitzvot of Torah. So we have to aim. Our effort, maybe it's not that strong, but together we have to aim it.
Growing stronger in faith in the Creator is possible only if friends help me get stronger in this. I came here like a log. I guess some of you also did. So we have to help each other get stronger in this, in the connection between us and in faith in the Creator. It may be the same thing.
You know, there is this master key that can open all the doors. So there's a feeling that this is the connection between us. It's the key to all the questions. And like we heard in the previous lesson, we have to feel, try to feel it from heart to heart.
Right, from heart to heart, let's move to what our friends write. Those who are overseas right now, Zohar writes, this is the whole reason for the daily preparations we do. We should constantly prepare a vessel for the Creator. This is how we will come to a prayer, a demand for the light to reform us. Gershon adds, just as we are doing now in the workshop, we're talking about it, we're becoming incorporated in each other, connecting our deficiencies into one common deficiency. So let's really try to have a common deficiency directed toward the one Creator whom you can trust to pay us for our effort and give us the light.
And this deficiency, we can add it from the incorporation with the friends and flowing with the reader and the Rav and the questions of the friends to ask, to hear them, put them into our hearts so it becomes a common heart, this yearning. And this way we'll hear the lesson as one man with one heart.
The second excerpt. Bala Sulam continues, then one can be certain that from Lo Lishma, not for her sake, he will come to Lishma, for her sake, in a way that even one who knows about himself that he has not been rewarded with faith still has hope through the practice of Torah. For if he sets his heart and mind to attain faith in the Creator through it, there is no greater mitzvah, commandment, than this. It is as our sages said, Habakkuk came and stressed only this, a righteous shall live by his faith. Moreover, there is no other counsel but this. Again, then one can be certain that from Lo Lishma, not for her sake, he will come to Lishma, for her sake, in a way that even one who knows about himself that he has not been rewarded with faith still has hope that through the practice of Torah, for if he sets his heart and mind to attain faith in the Creator through it, there is no greater commandment than this. It is as our sages said, Habakkuk came and stressed only this, a righteous shall live by his faith. Moreover, there is no other counsel but this.
Вопрос на активный семинар. Как нам добавить в связи между нами и между нами и Творцом во время урока?
Question for an active workshop. How do we add in the connection between us and between us and the Creator during the lesson?
We have to strengthen that connection. How do we add? We have to remember it as much as possible, over and over again. Yesterday I've talked about it in a new lesson, that a good result of the day should be that as many times as possible during the day, we remember our connection and connect through the group to the Creator. That's it. So we shouldn't come out of it because everything comes from the lesson as long as we are directed.
We have nothing to do but to ask. Try to create a deficiency in every friend that there will be such a request.
We are in a place in the field that is surrounded by all the friends, all the deficiencies. Let's try to be sensitive to the friends who are asking, to the deficiencies.
Yes, to make an effort and try to make it a common effort, and then we'll feel we're in the field. The Lord has blessed and there's feedback where the Creator is really the one who designs our feelings, our states, and the direction. How to do this connection correctly so that we come to a connection with Him through that.
It came into my mind that adding means adding another friend that you listen to into the deficiency, strengthening this deficiency and coming to the right request, like the article that we're going to read now. Yesterday when we read it, it was really sharp, and the conditions are very strict, and you're saying, what's your connection to this? So on the one hand, you're saying, I have no connection to this, but if we get together as one man with one heart, then we come to that common demand, because not everyone has to do all the commandments. But if we bring each other into one heart and let us be there, then we reach the required intensity.
Yeah, recently when we read the article in the afternoon before, the feeling is that Rabash himself leads us. We have to just connect to his hand that guides us forward and writes the article. And he's guiding us. And he's already waiting for us, and we hold his hand. Zohar from Chicago writes to us, let's enter the lesson now with an intention to care for each other, that our efforts will be together with all the friends of the world clean. Gershon will read. Let's read what Gershon wrote.
Yes, and let's ask the Creator together to strengthen the connection between us and connect us in love between us and to Him. Amen.
So, gratitude for the opportunity we have before us. Let's try to hold together, see the Creator governing everything, including this lesson, and we'll hold on to the connection between us.
Yeah, and this special article that's talking about the help of the Creator that we're going to read now, let's try to feel that Rabash is speaking to our ten, speaking to us, giving us guidance and direction.
And along with the demand and request to the Creator, we'll also be in gratitude for being among the greatest of the generation, and discovering that more and more, and to want to be similar to them, that we will gradually become helpful towards each other and to the Creator.
The prayer of the friends. Creator, we are grateful to you for awakening the world kli and for the importance of the goal you gave us. We ask you to be with us and to grant us an opportunity to strengthen in faith above reason and to feel your greatness.